Welcome to the Cannabis Connection. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Cannabis Talk Radio. Today we're talking music. We've been having installments of local musicians and beautiful family within the Santa Cruz greater music community and scene. Very excited to welcome a dear brother of mine, a very special guest here live in the studio. This is multi-instrumentalist, sound healer, and magic maker, Justin Mosley. Blessing the world with the healing vibration of music from a young age, Justin provides energetic performances with a plethora of instruments, harp, flutes, bass, piano, percussion, and more. His life's purpose is cultivating connection and healing for those suffering from trauma, addiction, and those recovering from drug and alcohol abuse. He offers the healing power of breath work, movement, and music as medicine in the form and sound healing, as well as soulful live shows with the Lovebirds. Welcome, Justin, to the show.
Thank you so much. That was a great
intro. It was fun. It's super cool. You got hit everything there.
Yeah, thank you. That was great.
How was your day?
Good.
How is Friday? It feels good. We're getting some rain again, so it's going to be nice.
Yeah, spent the day, you know, just meditating and went into a sauna today.
Ooh.
Took some time to have a little quiet day, and it was really beautiful. So
that's good. That's really good. And so last time we were on the radio, that was up in the Boulder Creek Redwoods. And since then, there's been some exciting developments in the greater like psychedelic community. I feel like you've been performing and facilitating breath work, performing with Lola and the Lovebirds. But one, I've been meaning to come to these activations. There was one at the Museum of Art History, right? At the Maw Center a while back. And some of these like really exciting like developments around the, you know, the Psychedelic Society, Santa Cruz Psychedelic Society. Can you shed light on that? I'm not familiar.
Yeah, so the Psychedelic Society of Santa Cruz, they do a lot of events in Santa Cruz around integration, around plant medicine ceremonies. They do hikes with microdosing, breath work with microdosing with cannabis and other types of psychedelics, psilocybin. And they also have a studio. My friend Seba and Javi have a studio in Santa Cruz called Green Magic Yoga.
Wow.
That I'm also a part of. And we do a lot of music and different types of events there. It's a plant medicine friendly yoga studio.
Wow.
It's all about body, mind, and spirit. It's a safe and sacred place where you can use cannabis, doing cannabis yoga, cannabis breath work, microdosing breath work, microdosing offerings. They work with cannabis as a plant medicine. So
beautiful. That's exciting. Yeah, that's we've had yoga instructors on the show, and a friend of mine wrote a book called Ganja Yoga, and that's a really deep practice and long history, especially in that like ancient traditions of India, the Shiva worship, the sadhus of India. You know, they incorporate the kind of sacrament plant medicine connection, that cannabis connection, into their spiritual practice. And of course I love the way you put that, like sound, body, mind, and I imagine there's a spirit component too. And
body, spirit, and mind,
there it is. And so this is a newer group, right? Newer development? Or has it been around for some time?
No, it's fairly new.
Cool.
They just changed the name to Green Magic Yoga.
I love
it's
that name.
It's a yoga studio over near 11th Hour downtown.
Okay.
It's 738 Chestnut Street.
Very cool.
So it's right through, you know where Squid Row is?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
it's right on the end of Squid Row.
Really?
Everything they do at the studio is all cannabis friendly, and it's cool because you can come to a yoga class and use cannabis while you're in class. And
no way. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really beautiful that they're bringing this.
Wow. That is, see, I am really, when we started the show in 2015 at KSCO, I would have never thought we could see that. And it wasn't that long ago. 9 years, I guess. So it's come a very long way. And it's always been one of those interesting integrations. I think that's part of it, in integrating That's kind of a very powerful term, too. Like, can you speak to integration? Because part of the plant medicine practice is to heal oneself, and sometimes it takes a community to reflect on things that you may go through, whether it be... I love the cannabis yoga, because that is, by default, a more communal class kind of environment. But I imagine with psychedelic recovery, integration is something people want to seek, you know, seek a community, right?
Well, a lot of times when people first get into using psychedelics, they just want to take the substance and have the experience.
That's right.
And right afterwards, they go right back into their normal busy life, right back on their phone, right back to their job.
To their patterns.
And they don't take the time to take the time and space to sit and reflect. And we're providing a safe community where you can come together and sit and talk about your journeys, your experiences, and what you've learned, and what you learned about your mind and about the patterns of other people's minds, and how you can relate with each other. And it's a beautiful experience that you can do this with one another. When, you know, before, when I was first taking psychedelics, I felt like I wasn't really able to openly talk about it with people.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times I was just holding these experiences in, or would just talk to a few different people. But it's nice to see all ages, all sizes, all types of people talking about their different experiences and how they've overcome depression, and or not overcome, but they've learned how to navigate through some challenging parts of life.
Yeah, that's part of it, is it's a relationship in my experience. And it's a process. If someone listening, or for the audience, this is, you know, for adults that are seeking, I mean, there's many reasons to maybe develop a relationship with cannabis, develop a relationship with psilocybin and the sacred mushroom, or other plant medicines, or teachers. I feel like it's, it takes time to become familiar, to dial in the experience. Sometimes it can be shocking. One thing that I've always felt that helped me too is go low and start slow, and you can build up, you know, some of that knowledge and experience. You can become experienced with, like, psilocybin, because I just had a show yesterday with another friend who I work with, and he was speaking to his first experience with psilocybin was an eighth in a peanut butter sandwich, right? And it wasn't very reverent, and it was, like, so overwhelming. And, you know, like kind of what you were saying, like, just to do it. And now he's in a different stage of life with three kids, and he's approaching 40, but he just has really changed his patterns with alcohol use through low doses of psilocybin and cannabis edibles. And it's been a beautiful thing for, he was in the beer industry before we started working together in the cannabis space. So it was just drinking all the time. And then before that, he's from, like, Santa Barbara, so Isla Vista, that lifestyle. Yeah. he was speaking to drinking, and he's like, we never just drank. We would just binge drink. There was no little bit. There was just always. And I thought that was a powerful testimony from him. And BG, a really bright and good dad, good papa. But that was interesting to think about how he's come, you know, to have a reverent relationship with psilocybin. Yeah. And that took time for him to figure out. Some people, when they're not able to talk to many people about it, they don't, you know, it takes longer, but there's power in, it takes a village.
Yeah,
to grow sometimes. It helps.
Yeah. Yeah, when I first was using mushrooms and psychedelics, I did not eat them with intention. I used to just eat them just because it was another substance.
Sure.
And, you know, I developed a very bad drinking and drug problem, which ended up escalating pretty severely. And how I was able to actually connect back to my spirit again was, I ended up getting super heavily intoxicated and ate a bunch of psychedelics, and it brought me back to this point where I was like, I'm going to die unless I get help. And from there, I was starting seeking help with recovery, and then using psychedelics to connect to my higher self and to connect to source, to be able to work with myself and work with my spirit and my mind when I was trying to run away from all that with the other substances and with the alcohol.
Yeah, the alcohol, and in my experience with hard drugs, it is a, it's like this vicious cycle. Even when you know it's killing you, it's hard sometimes to get out of that pattern of use. Or you might go, in my experience, it was a week or 2 weeks, and then it would kind of reset. And then
I couldn't even go a day or two without drinking.
That was hard.
I was like a blackout, like 5 days a week drinker.
Wow, that's hard.
Waking up in different cities and different people's cars.
Well, and you were rocking with Eloquate, right?
Yeah,
that
was the peak.
You guys were really successful, and I had who was I speaking to? Michael Smith came on a show with Travis of Lab Rat. And they were talking, we were talking about the old days of the Santa Cruz Music Festival, and Thomas was involved. And then we started talking about Eloquate, and they love you. They were sending their regards, and they were reminiscing about Eloquate in like South by Southwest, or you guys had a really impressive like tour life.
The West Coast tour. Yeah. It was the whole West Coast.
And it's pretty impressive, but that's hard because I can see how drinking
every night was every drinking night drugs. It was free drugs, free alcohol.
Yeah. It was part of the lifestyle.
First, and then it became a serious problem where I was super heavily dependent on it. And then, you know, people started to realize how bad my problem or how my substance abuse was, how bad it actually got. So I ended up actually kind of hiding from everyone because
hard.
I had recluse because when people would see me use, they'd be like, wow, you have a problem. And I was so embarrassed by it that I was just kind of went into a black hole.
Oh boy. You know? Yeah.
And
I could, you know, and I could empathize when I had a little issue with hard drugs. It was very social at first and then got really private. Because, there's like a shame.
It might have been the same drug.
Yeah, it was a little bit, stimulating one.
Yeah,
exactly. Yep, and that was the issue.
Yeah.
Because it got to that, like, I don't know if I want to reveal this.
Exactly, it's
scary. To these other people I love. You know, and some people were also partaking, so, that was easy with them. But then, that with alcohol is a terrible, they went hand in hand.
Yeah.
Or it would start with the drinking and then escalate.
Yeah. So, you know, quickly it just got really bad. And I was living in this delusional world of drugs and alcohol. And mm-hmm. I was so lost in it. And, you know, I finally had some wake up moments with some psychedelic experiences. And, you know, from those experiences, I noticed I would have a pretty profound experience, and then I would stop using all substances at all.
Beautiful.
I would just start working out, exercise, healthy diet, meditating. And then, you know, after a little while I would microdose or have another experience, but I didn't feel like I needed to use it all the time.
Mm.
It was more like a reset.
Yeah.
And the other substances, it was like, I couldn't get enough. And then months would go by and I'm like, what happened to the last 6 months
with
alcohol? You know?
Yeah, totally. It's scary.
So, you know, I found a lot of healing with this, with plant medicines and with psychedelics and with ayahuasca. And,
wow.
You know, I still am very active in going to NA and Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous.
Yeah.
But the thing is they always want you, and I'm not talking down at all.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asked to share my story. And when I talk my story and I start mentioning psychedelics, it's a no-go.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been...
But Bill W. used psychedelics, right? The big book? I understand.
Yes.
I understand. They don't want to hear about any use because people slide.
And I'm not being judgmental because there's a lot of really beautiful people. And I still go, too.
Yeah. My father's in recovery.
I just can't mention anything about psychedelic use.
I see.
So it's kind of an interesting feeling because I like to go to have the support group and to have a
fellowship, recovery.
I can't really talk about
what helps you.
What helps me.
And helps many people.
And I'm seeing a lot of people, a lot of my friends in recovery that keep struggling and keep relapsing.
Relapse is part of it.
And when I talk about using plant medicines for healing, sometimes people will judge me and think that it's like I'm using a drug again.
Yeah.
So it's a very slippery slope
and
a very,
hard.
You know, and I, I wouldn't really even talk about this before in public because
I know.
And now I'm like talking it to you with you I know. On the radio. I'm just like, wow.
I've been sharing for some time, and I've been more open because I'm doing much better off the hard stuff.
Yeah.
But it took years. Yeah, and it took and, years. And I was sneaky for years. And
yeah, I had no idea, man.
Yeah, no, I know. I imagine many people might find out. And but even with my wife and like, yeah, it was really important to heal. And for me, it was, I had to leave. I had to go on a trip. And that's what got me clean for an X amount of time where I could actually maintain being just no more. Just because life got serious too, being, you know, taking a trip and coming back from paradise. It really helped me want to live.
Yeah,
because it is killing you.
Yeah,
and that's like, at first it was fun. At first it was very social. It was tied with music and touring, which I can totally empathize with. And it's under control until it's not, and it's fun until it's not.
I mean, that's why I got. That's why I was out of Eloquate because of that.
I bet.
That's why the downfall of Frogman was.
Wow.
Too.
Yeah, it's
it took and me that down quite a bit of time.
Yeah. Well, one thing I learned is you having love and compassion for yourself and forgive yourself.
Well, that's what it is, you know, people try to stay away from the substance,
mm-hmm.
but that's what I'm finding using mushrooms and using these tools is that you're actually going into what the trauma is and healing the trauma that's making you have those patterns.
What was going on?
What's
going
on, exactly.
Yeah, that's what, there's. And that's why I empathize for anyone with the desire to live in recovery. I think personally should have a relationship with plant medicine, psilocybin. I've seen it work in fellowships where I'm from, but I understand it's not quite, you know, I imagine sponsors at the meetings are very not happy to hear that. It's a tricky subject.
And honestly, I don't think cannabis or psychedelics are for everyone either.
Some agreed.
People, I don't think
100%.
They should take anything. I think some people are okay with taking psychedelics and not even using cannabis.
Totally.
You know, I think even for myself, the cannabis use gets out of control.
Yeah.
With the psychedelics, it doesn't get out of control.
It's a reset.
It's a reset. I have one experience.
Or it's sub-peripheral, too, because I do love the ongoing conversation around microdosing and maybe pairing that with I think I had this guy Seth on from a psychedelic society in San Francisco, and they do these hikes, and that's a beautiful way of building community and talking and educating people, and then everybody's got this like sub-peripheral microdose experience. Yeah. But yeah, I'm with you. I think you're spot on. Yeah, because cannabis use can be abused, and that's a psychological thing too. It's whereas alcohol can be a you know dependent.
Exactly.
So these are, it's a tricky thing. But I hope more over time. Like what I'm really excited to hear about is your work with Green Magic Yoga, and is that going to be the place to facilitate this? A meeting coming up, or we can speak to that a little?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's speak about that.
So, yeah.
So that's what I'm doing is, you know, there's an organization called Psychedelics and Recovery.
Yes.
And they are global, and they hold meetings online.
Wow.
Some in person. And, you know, they are open to have talks about, it's a 12-step program. I can read you a little blurb about Psychedelics and Recovery.
No, I was just taking notes.
Oh, okay.
No, just keep going.
Okay, yeah. Let me just read.
The reading is fine, absolutely. 12-step program. Yeah, so that's fantastic.
Psychedelics in Recovery is a 12-step fellowship of people from all 12-step programs and other paths of recovery who share our experience, strength, and hope with each other. Our primary purpose is to pursue recovery and to help others do the same, as defined by the individual. The only requirement for membership is a desire to recover from our addictive behaviors. Psychedelics in Recovery focuses on integrating the safe, intentional, and or ceremonial use of psychedelics and or plant medicines to support 12-step recovery.
Wow. Wow. So, how exciting.
Yeah, it's beautiful, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a 12-step program. but it is open to talk about.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because a lot of people are getting a lot of healing right now.
Yeah.
Through microdosing and through different plant ceremonies.
Big
and
time.
They're not able to talk about it. And some recovery groups are shunning those people and pushing them out.
That's too bad. I understand to an extent why, but yet, yeah, it's nice that there is a place for people that may want community. There's a place to go.
Exactly.
And it's growing. And, you know, and yeah, I think it's helpful for anyone, too, that has a profound experience to also maybe come participate or learn or connect.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, you know, I've wanted to go to a psychedelics recovery, and the closest one that there is in this area was Berkeley.
Really?
Yeah, okay. There's not any in Santa Cruz, nowhere in Santa Cruz. There was one that was about to start in Moss Landing. I don't know if it actually did take off, but I heard someone went there and it wasn't actually happening.
Got it.
Or it got postponed. So, you know, one time Lola and I were actually driving on a trip, and we were actually driving through Berkeley, and we looked at the schedule and it happened to align. So we went to one in person, and it was only four of us there.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty
super small. Yeah.
So I think that with psychedelics and recovery, they have an online presence, but there's only a few in some places.
Yeah.
And there's just no, I haven't found a group in Santa Cruz, and I've been kind of waiting for it.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting and waiting, and nothing was really coming. And then I realized, you know, I was like, I should start something. And everyone kind of was pushing me to do it and like helping me and supporting me, not pushing me, but I guess supporting me.
Yeah.
And really giving me a lot of support.
Encouragement.
I have a lot of people helping me get this going.
That's
with
great.
The tech and with everything, the space. So
yeah, that's huge.
So, you know, I wanted to have an in-person meeting in Santa Cruz because there's a lot of people in Santa Cruz that have told me if you ever started anything about psychedelics and recovery, I would come to your meeting.
Wow.
And I've had a handful of people mention this, and I talked to the organizer of psychedelics and recovery and asked him, if I started one here, would you train me and like give me all your information? And the owners of Green Magic Yoga, actually, right when I was trying to get trained for all that, they said that they knew a friend named Stefan. I mean, Prentice. His last name is Stefan. And Prentice has started meetings. He's been in recovery for over 35 years, longer than, I guess I was a baby. Yeah, I was 1 year old. So he's been in recovery for a long time. He started a lot of meetings, and he's been a big part of psychedelics and recovery. So he really wanted to get this meeting going. So he's really supporting me, and kind of like him and I are co-leading this together. And it's
fantastic.
It's feeling really nice to have a lot of support, you know?
Wow. And so for those listening, and we're going to share this app, it's recording right now. For those that connect with this message, what would be the next steps to participate and engage?
Yeah. So, if you want to find more information about PIR, you can go to psychedelicsinrecovery.org.
Okay.
O-R-G.
Nice.
And the meeting, our meeting will be on the website.
Got it.
They're going to put it on there. So you can either attend on Zoom or come in person. But for coming in person, we're going to start our first meeting Monday, April 1st. April Fool's Day, funny enough. And it's not a joke. It's 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. and every week after that. So every Monday night.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
it's a meeting. Yeah. It's like a 12-step.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's going to be held at Green Magic Yoga, which is 738 Chestnut Street in Santa Cruz Avenue.
That's such a fun. I love the, yeah, I love Squid Row in the Goodwill. We go there often, and my wife loves the noodles, the full steam dumpling
right
there.
Yeah, I actually just had that yesterday with Lola.
It's really good.
And the cauliflower.
And the coffee is really good at 11th hour, so that's a wonderful part of downtown Santa Cruz, regardless. But to come in person, I think that would be super encouraging.
Yeah.
But I love the Zoom option, too.
Yeah.
So there's a tech piece to this.
So I don't know if it's going to be by the 1st. We'll have it on Zoom or on their website because that's not in my control.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know? But we've talked to the organizers. They know that we're starting the meeting that day, April 1st, and it's going to be live. And eventually, I'm sure that we can probably get it by then or just a couple weeks
just
after
soon.
That.
Soon. Yeah. Yeah. Because I imagine some people might feel more comfortable just the Zoom. It's just whatever. It's a new era post-COVID. Yeah. And, different comfort levels in person and whatnot. And it's sensitive.
Yeah. And there's, you know, there's different types of meetings. So there's usually two different types of meetings. There's a speaker meeting where someone will speak and they'll have a guest speaker and people will listen.
Okay.
And at the end, you can like talk a little bit or have an open discussion at the last like 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
What we're going to do is more of an open style of a support style where people can just talk and have a conversation.
Nice.
Where we'll have a topic and people can all talk about the topic open to everybody. And sometimes what they'll do is they'll have meetings that will be closed meeting. That's only for people who recover. I mean, identify as people in recovery.
I see.
But we're having ours as open.
Oh, that's lovely.
So if anyone even just wanted to come, if they were just curious about it and not even, even if they weren't even using psychedelics or even in recovery, just to come to see what it's about.
That's nice. Especially with a new activation, providing some openness to start. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And I really need this for myself, honestly, too. I need a group of people that I can just meet with every week to talk.
Yeah.
And just have some discussions about mental health and about what's going on right now. Because, you know, things are tough for a lot of people. And,
100%.
You know, a lot of people are just trying to push through and act like everything's normal when the prices of everything is going extremely up and no one seems like they have any time. Mm-mm. And, you know, we really need to slow down right now.
That's true. Yeah, people push through, and especially with the slippery slope of alcohol, I feel people may not know that they need this meeting until they go and listen and share. And, you know, I think that's really, really exciting. It is. You're right. It's a tough time. It's a tough time, and it's almost like things are kind of accelerating.
Yeah, it's accelerating at rapid speed, too.
Yeah, that's what's interesting. And a little, like, to slow down almost feels counterintuitive when things feel like they're going faster. But I think there is something to be said there. And allow, I think my grandma used to say when we would travel, like, let your soul catch up.
Yeah.
Because you're going so fast, you know, and we're like, we'd hit the ground running and Minneapolis and the Midwest, and no, come sit, eat, let your soul catch up. You've been traveling. We're all traveling right now.
Yeah.
It's going fast. Yeah, and I think a lot, like you said, people internalize things or repress.
I mean,
whether they are aware of it or not.
Exactly.
That's what's alarming, is a lot of times, and that's what's what a lot of people are afraid of psychedelics too. And I feel like I've been trying to provide conversations where we are open and candid, but also honest. Because, some people, we said this, like, maybe it isn't great for everybody. But there is, in my experience, it did help me heal. And it did help me, I don't even know that I had these patterns until I had that moment to reflect in a different mind space and learn to be, and to also give myself a moment to forgive myself for like hurting myself for so long. Yeah. And that's uncomfortable for a lot of people. And there's other things that other people could go through, because we're all unique in our journeys.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
I mean, honestly, I was even thinking about not even doing the meeting and not even being on the radio, just because I was feeling so overwhelmed with life and everything myself. Yeah. And I'm like, this is why I really need to do this. You know, this is not up to me. This is beyond me. You know,
that's great.
This is what I need. And I know there's other people that need this too. They need the support, but they're scared to talk about it. And I just want to create a safe space for people to talk and heal together.
And that's amazing.
Just to even listen, even if they don't feel like it's the right path for them.
Yeah.
Just to be more open-minded and just to see what is going on in the community, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we've had, I think it's really exciting and important and timely to hold space and to see more. There are these little gems downtown. A friend of mine that I play music with goes to the Kava Bar downtown, and that's been really important to them. And I know the Rocha Cafe is also a safe space for no alcohol, right? It's just trying to be a beautiful place. And so I commend Santa Cruz and I can't wait to discover End of Squid Row, Green Magic Yoga. Yeah. It's a very special little zone. A lot of really cool things are happening right there. Yeah, I commend this community. I commend you, brother.
Thank you. I'm so glad this is happening.
I'm so glad. It's surprising that it hasn't happened already in Santa Cruz, but that's why it needs to happen.
Exactly.
And
I've been waiting.
Yeah.
You know.
I have been too, in a kind of probably subconscious way.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of shows here that are adjacent to this topic. Like, we're pretty much talking about it without putting the recovery, and labels are labels, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think it is important to acknowledge that people need this.
Yeah. I mean, it was a big part of my recovery.
Yeah.
And I've had to kind of keep it hush.
Yeah.
To part of the world.
I remember with my father, I shouldn't talk too much, but when cannabis came up, he was hiding it from his sponsor until he realized he needed a new sponsor, and now he is a sponsor, and you know, it's kind of within reason, but I know it's helped a lot of recovering fellows in his fellowship up in El Dorado County just to have a relationship with cannabis or the psychedelics.
Yeah.
And it's not, I like how you put it. It's like a reset.
Yeah,
that's the thing with cannabis, and well, I mean with psychedelics specifically.
Yeah, so if anyone's interested, psychedelics and recovery every Monday night, 7:30 to 8:30 at Green Magic Yoga.
That's so cool.
738 Chestnut Street in Santa Cruz, California. Yeah, thank you.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we're also doing a bunch of other exciting stuff there too. Like
I've heard this name and I've seen you've been sharing flyers and events. What else is going on? I think it's kind of facilitating this beautiful community within Santa Cruz.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to be part of on this Tuesday coming up. It's Tuesday, February 6th, from 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to be doing a microdosing breath work.
Wow!
So it's going to be psilocybin. It's going to be 2 hours. It's going to be psilocybin with breath work. We're going to have snacks and an integration circle at the end. And I'm actually going to be, this is going to be exciting for me because I'm actually bringing my instruments and going to be playing my my electric bass with delay pedal.
Cool.
Playing my harp, flutes, all different drums. So it's going to be
amazing.
Breath work with live psychedelic music.
Whoa. Yeah,
so it's going to be cool because I'm
at the same space?
At the same space, yeah.
Great.
So at Green Magic Yoga.
Great. I love this.
Yeah, it's going to be cool too because, you know, I'm facilitating the breath work.
Okay.
And a part of that, while there's going to be recorded music. And then at the end, when everyone lays down, we have a long integration. So everyone can really just sit there and be with themselves.
Nice.
And I'm just going to take everyone on a super psychedelic Pink Floyd style. Like,
yeah. Soundtrack,
you know?
That's very.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about it.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's
going to
be great.
Yeah. I can't wait. Have you done it before, or is this kind of new?
No, I've been a part of it before.
Yeah, you know, I figured.
Just the breath work.
Yeah.
So I've been a part of breath work and facilitate and co-facilitate with breath work. I've also done the music for sound journeys for psychedelic journeys.
Yes.
But I've never actually done them together.
Yeah, that's nice.
But I've also done breath work with live music. But never breathwork, live music, and psychedelics. So this is like a trifecta.
Beautiful.
So I'm really excited about it. And
yeah.
This Tuesday is like the first time I get to do that all at the same time.
You know? Oh my gosh. That's great.
Yeah. So if people are interested in microdosing or breathwork listening to some live music, it's going to be this Tuesday coming up, February 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Green Magic Yoga.
Nice. So breath work, can you speak to that a little bit for the uninitiated? You know, because there's levels to it and there's different. You met Wim Hof. I remember seeing that amazing video of you were jamming in the San Lorenzo River.
Yeah, Wim and I actually ate mushrooms too.
That's so cool.
So we actually had a psychedelic breath work session.
Yeah, there you go. And you were jamming too.
Yeah.
So it's already.
I guess that it was.
You've done this a few times.
Yeah. I guess I have.
Well, but it was just not. Of course you've had, because it's kind of who you know, you play music. It comes from the heart, goes to the heart. You breathe, you heal, you grow. This is Justin. This is the human experience in many ways.
Yeah. Well, I found a lot of healing through breath work. I've been doing
Yeah, I'm wanting to learn more.
Yeah, we should do some one-on-one sometime.
So
a lot of people don't know this about me, but I actually train twice a week with a Shaolin Kung Fu master.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I train.
That's pretty cool.
I train twice a week. I've been training for about 3 years now.
Wow.
And, you know, I've just gotten certified to lead people through Kung Fu and Qigong.
Wow.
And breath work. And, you know, I'm starting to come up with a... With a beach version of this.
Wow. So
on the beach doing some, and thinking about sometime introducing maybe some microdosing, but nice. Starting at first with just, you know,
the beach,
Qigong, yeah. Breathwork, Kung Fu, movement,
the fundamentals,
and then ending with a cold plunge.
Ooh, in the ocean.
Yeah. Then everyone comes back and then I can play the music while they all lay on the beach.
Yeah. Wow.
So I've like come up with this and I haven't started yet, but it's
coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just got all sidetracked. That was just, I got all
Well, that's pretty, that. Well, what, let's tell me more. When you're training with a master, how, what, you know, just like a, maybe a day in the life for those that don't, me aren't familiar with some of this stuff.
Well, I guess it's, I mean, it's hard to explain.
Or some of the benefits, right?
Yeah,
you achieve, you know, this equilibrium
people,
or.
Yeah. It's more of a peace of mind I get from it.
Okay.
That's what it really is. It's like.
Got it.
You know, I don't.
It's like a meditation.
It's a way for me to slow down my body and move my body and breathe and to really feel the subtle energies of my body and using, you know, just like my hand rubbing my neck and stimulating the vagus nerve or like just even just tapping on my kidneys and my lung points just to get energy moving. And when before it was like I'd start to feel sick and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to lay in bed. And now is when I feel something coming on. I'm doing different breath techniques in through the nose, out through the mouth, doing tapping on my lungs and actually moving my body and moving and flushing energy in my system.
Wow. To maintain your health.
In equilibrium.
Yeah. In equilibrium. Yeah. I think a lot of people, man, we just did this thing at the Felton Music Hall and it was an open jam part of the evening and we had multiple singers just like dry, you know, like they got sick, like, or they were sick and they didn't know it. They came to the jam and then they were kind of maybe, you know, straining a little because they're just jamming, they're in the moment. And I had two different vocalists, like the voice gave out on the mic in the jam, and I was like, oh man, this is rough. It's a, there's a bug going around. And but these are key things for health, like these lessons learned, because I think that's a much more, what you just described to me is to, you know, to, you become more educated, you become more in tune and sensitive, and then you develop best practices to maintain your health and maintain your equilibrium, because we all get depleted. It's sometimes seasonal changes trigger these things too, with head colds and whatnot, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's important to keep the chi flowing.
Well, that's the thing is, some people don't realize that you can actually just by the way that you breathe and even just doing different toning and the way that you can actually take shorter breaths in and longer exhales out, that you could actually change your nervous system and change how you feel within 30 seconds.
Wow. Yeah. You know?
And getting this like anger and frustration, sometimes you'll reach for the first thing that will give you dopamine and pleasure because you want to not feel that pain and that anxiety. So you go for the first thing rather than closing your eyes, sitting down and really getting yourself back to balance and slowing down your breath. And, you know, I use it a lot because of recovery, too.
Yeah.
You know, my first response was grab drugs and alcohol.
Sure.
When someone would make me upset.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
When I would be upset and someone would trigger me, I guess more.
Yeah.
They wouldn't make me upset. I just had a lot of anger inside myself.
And it would.
And I blamed everyone else and everyone would trigger me. And I would get angry and then grab drugs and alcohol and blame everyone else for my drinking. And until I took the time to reflect and realize that I had a lot of anger, and it was a lot of stuff that happened to me in my anger. And once I started to work through some of that, now I don't reach for the drugs and alcohol. Now I'm reaching for my breath.
Wow.
I'll sit down and take a deep breath. And then now I'm getting more energized.
You feel better.
Yeah, more red blood cells. And I
want to
run.
You rest better. Yeah. You're healthier. Yeah, you have the energy again. That's the other thing. When you stop using the, like, wow, feeling normal is so good.
Oh my God, so
and then good. And then especially with alcohol too, like as you age too, it's so much harder to recover.
Yeah.
That's what me and this other friend were speaking about. He was in the beer industry for so long and came to cannabis and has changed his life, 6 years working in the cannabis space. And he's like, now, you know, I will, you know, drink 3 IPAs at a cocktail party or at a restaurant and like have 3 days of not being perfect, not being as good of a dad or as good of a, you know, leader in the space or a husband. And he's not that old. He's 38, you know, but he was saying like, it's important that I maintain my health so that, cause he's got 3 kids and
I mean, even if I have a milkshake, it throws me off.
I hear you. You know, I can't do it. Yeah, you're right.
I used to drink like what, 2-3 milkshakes and like a six pack of beer. No problem. And
oh boy. Yeah. That's ouch.
But yeah, it's amazing what, just taking time and slowing down and the breath.
Yeah, it's really well said.
And reflecting. And yeah. Just taking time to look at yourself. And that's why I love these tools, you know. That's the thing that I really want to mention about these tools is, you know, it's not the mushrooms and the substances that bring you to this enlightenment. There's tools to show you what you already have inside of yourself, you know.
Wow, yeah.
And that's why it's nice to be able to talk to people who are using these tools to do this reflection. Because that was the main trigger point of my using was anger. And it was the anger that was inside of myself. And until I actually took some journeys deep inside and saw that it was me that was angry and forgave myself.
Yeah.
I was able to do a lot of healing.
Wow. You know? Yeah. And there's a greater capacity too, when you're able to heal or get to some of the root. For some reason I just needed to forgive myself, and I don't even know quite why I had to, but I needed it, and I started getting better.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely a process.
Yeah.
It takes, there's steps to it. And that's hence this relationship with these teachers, these tools. I like the way you put that.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Teachers.
And to be inspired by other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what this community piece really continues to, there's like a pattern of really beloved people in my life that are on a similar path doing the similar intention. Yeah. And I think it's a really positive thing for our community too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been so hush for a long time.
So hush. You know, yeah. It is a pretty recent development.
Yeah.
Or a progression, I think. And then that's the other piece here is, to implement it and integrate it into these other, like a yoga, music, community, recovery. These are really strong threads that can be interwoven to make an even stronger community.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping for the best here. And you're right. It's been we spoke about this yesterday too, where I was like, what do you think about that next step, because in the city of Santa Cruz, it is decriminalized.
Yeah, it's decriminalized.
Yeah, so exactly. We're right in that, your steps from City Hall at this Chestnut location.
Yeah, so for the microdose breathwork, we're not supplying anything. It's bring your own.
Great.
So, you know,
that's great.
Brings their own, and
it's really good.
Come and breathe in community and listen to some cool, trippy music to integrate, and it's a beautiful experience. I'm really looking forward to it.
I think it's fantastic.
So that's coming up this Tuesday, yeah.
Wow, that's so soon.
Yeah. Come if you're free.
Yeah, Tuesdays are a good day for me.
I'll send you the flyer, yeah.
Please do. Yeah. Please do, and I'll share it too, because, it's tricky. We're going to have an era when our little 2-year-old's a little older, but I do think it's really special to have these connections to these groups.
Yeah.
You know, and like the psychedelics in recovery, that it is a big online presence, like that organization. I commend them on that, because it you can build a lot of community with people, you know, being remote too. Yeah. 'Cause some people need to be remote. Yeah, it helps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can, and you don't even have to show your face. You can just be listening in,
but you're at least, you can see the chat, you're hearing the message, maybe you're speaking too, you know?
And I definitely don't want anyone to ever think that I act like I'm knowing more than anyone else, because I'm really going through it myself, and I just really want a support group, and I just felt like it needed to happen, so it's happening April 1st. Yeah, so If anyone would love to come to show their support or just come to see what we're doing, would totally love that. That would be amazing.
And if they want to ask a question, or is there, would the Lovebirds Instagram work? Or
yeah, so
maybe if someone had a follow up,
yeah, if how could they had a follow up? Yeah, you can go on JustinMosleyMusic.com.
There you go.
JustinMosley Music.com, or you can follow us on Instagram, which is the Lovebirds Music. Lovebirds is spelled LoveByrds. So Lovebirds with a Y. The Lovebirds Music.
Yeah, that's so special. Yeah, and you guys have some new music, I imagine.
Yeah, we have a new album that we're working on.
Oh right my now. Goodness.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing a lot of we do a lot of funk stuff and high energy music. We do all different types of singing telegrams and all
that was beautiful with the Valentines.
Yeah,
that was really special. Can you speak to that? If people might just be discovering you with this interview.
We do telegrams for people. So if someone, a mother, a daughter, a partner, anyone wanted someone to just come and surprise them, my partner Lola Lovebird is an amazing, beautiful singer, and she sings. I play harp or bass or whatever instrument they would request.
Wow.
And, you know, people will request a song. The last one we did was Stand By Me. Someone requested us play Stand By Me for a woman named Julia in Monterey. So we drove to Monterey. We went to her doorstep and brought her chocolate and a balloon and sang to her and made her day, made her cry. And,
We
did four on Valentine's Day, and we've really been getting into doing singing telegrams for Mother's Day, Valentine's Day.
It's a great idea.
And, you know, we also do our weekly sound baths, which we do a lot of, like, sound healing instruments, harps, gongs, crystal bowls, crystal harp, harps. And we are doing a new album with, we're calling it Lullabies.
Ooh.
So we're using Lola's name, Lola. And And we're making very beautiful, all very peaceful sound healing instruments with harps, crystal harps.
Wow.
And it's lyrics that have Lola has channeled, so songs that have come through her, and they're songs about love, healing, breath work, breathing. Some of the songs that I've written to Lighthouse, and songs about connecting back to the spirit. And they're all a bunch of lullabies that we've written with, like, very beautiful, very simple lyrics.
Wow.
And we're making it for parents with children.
Oh, how cool.
And
we'll have to play it at our house.
And it's all beautiful music with very soft, angelic harmonies and soft harp and piano background. It's for anyone who just wants to relax
the peace
and meditate and just have some quiet
sound
time.
Healing. Yeah.
And we're not just creating it for the world. We're creating it for ourselves too, just to have some time to just relax and just have a moment, you know?
Wow. So that's great.
We've been really excited about that. We've started the first song, Peaceful Place. We do that song almost every sound bath we do.
Okay.
And we're going to, we're finishing up that song. She's just got to finish her harmonies. And then we have a few other songs, and, you know, it should be out in no time.
Oh, wow.
This summer, yeah. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited.
That's very exciting.
Just in time for spring, too, you know?
Yeah. 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 Well, and happy vernal equinox. It's nice to feel the shift. I feel the spring.
Yeah.
I mean,
see all the flowers, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of green, a lot of spring has sprung, and we'll have a little precipitation to this weekend, but it's exciting. It's definitely getting the garden going again and getting excited for another year, another season.
Yeah.
Coming out of the cold. Not too bad. It was good. It's always blessings when we have a new cycle, new season.
Yeah.
It's good.
No, I'm excited. I feel like there's a lot of changes, lots of transitions, lots of new things happening.
It is,
like it's a really beautiful time. You know, it gets a little overwhelming thinking about all the things happening, but
sure.
It's all so beautiful.
Yes.
And I'm just having to learn to just slow down and enjoy the process.
Yes. And not to doubt, we had Valerie's here, and she's going through some trials with Wham, working with the hook and trying to open a new location. And I took some wisdom from, she's just like, you know, my mama always said, just never doubt, never let doubt in. And I had a pretty busy week, too, a kind of daunting amount of things that just happened to line up, band stuff, work stuff, passion projects. music things and just like, whoa, it's crazy how it all happened this week.
I feel too.
Yeah, but everything, even this show, it's just like, I'm just going to be there. I'm going to show up.
Yeah.
Before I walk in, I'm going to breathe. And then as soon as you're there, it's great.
Yeah.
You just have to trust and not let doubt in, because I know it. And I do get stressed and I do get overwhelmed, and you know, but you just have to know that you showing up is 90% of that.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, starting this group has been so beautiful.
It's really good.
So many people supporting me.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't even back out if I wanted to.
I know, not at this point.
And if it was left up to me, I would be like, maybe I'm not ready yet. Maybe I'll push it back another month.
Yeah, well, that's the human experience, of course.
But,
yeah.
I'm like, no, it's going down.
It's going down, and I'm excited.
I'm super excited, yeah.
I'm pumped. I'm so happy.
Thank you so much. 100%. For allowing me to come back.
We'll be sharing, and absolutely. We'll get the word out, and we'll get some participants, and
please do
everything, you know, takes a little time too, with any new endeavor. It may not be a huge turnout. We're doing that thing with the Felt Music Hall, and we had a really great turnout that first time. And then we had like the atmospheric rivers and the winter, and you know, I have faith that things, if what with what's most important is done well, the other things will line up,
yeah.
Right?
And well, let me know when those happen.
Too. I will.
Is it every week?
It's once a month.
Okay.
It's once a month at the Felton Music Hall, One Drop Wednesdays. And it's, you would just love it, dude. There's open jams before and after an Ancestry set. We used to open up with Ancestry and then have 2 hours of open jams. But we tried switching it up. Just this last one was this week, and it was nice to kind of have like that early shift of jammers,
yeah.
Like, you know, elders that wanted to come jam because they don't want to wait till 10.
They don't want to wait till
8. Yeah, yeah, you know, and so that was nice to feature that crowd, and then we got down with our set, and then like, you know, our generation got up on the, you know, everything. We swapped out bass, swapped out drums, swapped out. We had multiple vocalists, multiple guitar players, multiple keyboard players. I mean, there's so many spaces you would love. Yeah, I'll send you the flyer.
Yeah, please do.
Our next one is April 24th. And so it's one Wednesday a month. We kind of facilitate an open jam at the Felton Music Hall. It's really special. And we started it in December. And it was one of those things, just like what you're going through. I was like, I'm not even sure, because we were backlining it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe we should wait till the spring. We're pulling the trigger because they gave us the date. And, you know, that was what it needed was, okay, we have a date, 12/21/2023. We're doing this, One Drop Wednesday. Here we go.
Yeah.
And we just keep showing up every month.
Yeah.
And that's really all it takes.
Yeah.
And build it and they will come.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah, thank you so much. And thanks for being so loving and so easy to talk to.
Likewise.
It's so great to talk to you.
Isn't this fun? Yeah. I know. I know. We're at the last minute. An hour flies by, and you didn't even have an instrument.
I know, right?
You're on a note. You achieved a new milestone.
Know,
next
right?
level.
I
you're know. A public speaker now.
Yeah, thank you.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Likewise. I appreciate you very much. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to get rekindled. It's inspiring. And everybody, please come to Green Magic Yoga this Tuesday for that amazing experience. And then April 1st is the first Psychedelics in Recovery in the city of Santa Cruz. That's so important.
Yeah, Green Magic Yoga, 738 Chestnut Street.
That's it. Yeah,
thank you so much, Chris.
So much fun. Yeah. And check out the Lovebirds, right?
Yeah. So follow the Lovebirds.
That's it.
On Instagram.
For future shows and things coming up.
Yeah, we have lots of music, lots of offerings coming up. Beach cold plunges, all the things.
I love that.
Yeah, so it's the Lovebirds Music, and Lovebirds is with a Y.
That's right.
Or you can go to justinmosleymusic.com. Once again, it's justinmosleymusic.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Love you, brother. And thank you, Santa Cruz Boys. Have a beautiful weekend. You've been listening to The Cannabis Connection. That's it.
Nice. That's it. yeah, I feel like I had so many different things, but...